Your fans welcome you back, man.
First of all, I would like to thank the many, many fans throughout this country that wrote cards and letters to Dusty Rhodes, the American dream, while I was down. Secondly, I want to thank Jim Crockett Promotions for waiting and taking the time, because I know how important it was, Starrcade 85, it is to the resident fans, it is to Jim Crockett Promotions. And Dusty Rhodes, the American dream, with that weight, got what I wanted. Ric Flair, the world's heavyweight champion. I don't have to say a lot more about the way I feel about Ric Flair. No respect, no honor. There is no honor among thieves in the first place. He put hard times on Dusty Rhodes and his family. You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work. They got four or five kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. Hard times are when the auto workers are out of work and they tell them go home. And hard times are when a man has worked at a job 30 years. 30 years. They give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, Daddy. That's hard times. That's hard times. And Ric Flair, you put hard times on this country by taking Dusty Rhodes out. That's hard times. And we all had hard times together. I admit I don't look like the athlete of the day supposed to look. My belly's just a little big. My hand is just a little big. But brother, I am bad and they know I'm bad. And there were two bad people. One was John Wayne, and he's dead, brother. And the other was right here. Nature Boy Ric Flair. The world's heavyweight title belongs to these people. I'm going to reach out right now. I want you at home to know my hand is touching your hand for this gathering of the biggest body of people in this country, in this universe, all over the world. Now, reach it out. Because the love that was given me, and this time I will repay you now, because I will be the next world's heavyweight champion on this Hard Time Blues Dusty Rhodes Tour 85. And Ric Flair, Nature Boy, let me leave you with this. One way to hurt Ric Flair is to take what he cherishes more than anything in the world. That's the world's heavyweight title. I'm gonna take it. I've been there twice. This time when I take it, Daddy, I'm gonna take it for you. Let's gather for it. Don't let me down now, because I came back for you, for that man up there that died 10, 12 years ago and never got the opportunity to see a real world champion. And I'm proud of you, and thank God I have you. And I love you.
American dream. He's just a common man, working hard with his hands. He's just a common man.
Hey guys, this is Mike from WrestleFania, and I just wanted to take a minute to pay our respects and talk really quick about the passing of Dusty Rhodes. Of course, we all heard about this on Thursday, and the planning and recording of this show was done before that, so that's why we don't talk about it during the episode itself, but I wanted to throw this on at the beginning and just, from Brandon and from myself, pay respects and Dusty rest in peace. He had a massive impact on the business, as far as I'm concerned, and as far as anyone's concerned, really. And it was even bigger, something that I appreciated and learned more about as the years went on, because being a Northeast kid, I knew him as the guy who came in with the polka dots. I didn't realize the history he had and the influence that he had, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes and putting together wrestling. And that he's, you know, everybody knows now, and everyone knows the impact he still had up to this day, especially working with the young men and women down at NXT. So, you know, the episode you're about to hear is, you know, business as usual. But beforehand, just wanted to jump on really quick and say, pay our respects from Brandon, from myself. Rest in peace, Dream. Hey, 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 we're back. Look at this. We're back with another new episode of WrestleFania. What do you think of that?
Hey, everybody.
That, of course, is my co-host, Brandon, my partner in crime. Hello, Brandon.
Hello.
Yes, hello, everybody. We're back for the most handsome wrestling podcast on the internet. My name is Mike. You can find me at WrestleWatcher on the Twitter. Brandon, why don't you tell them where they can find you?
Yeah, sure. You can find me on Twitter at WrestleBrand.
I love how natural you are as a speaker. I mean, the words just roll right off your tongue. So hopefully you're doing good. I think I'm going to try to take the lead here and have you talk less. I think that's a good idea. Do you agree with me that I should do most of the talking and you should talk a lot less?
Yes.
Is that because I'm the main host and you are just the co-host?
Yes.
And you promise never to bring this shit up again where you say you're the host and I'm the assistant host? You promise never to do that again?
Yes.
So that means if someone came up to you and said, Brandon, are you the host of WrestleFania? Your answer would be...
Maybe.
All right, I know you're joking around and trying to have fun with me, and that's fine, great, this is fun. But don't I basically plan all the recording?
Oh, good point.
And don't I basically steer the ship of every episode?
Oh, good point.
And then I produce the episode and edit the episode and put the episode up online on websites that I created?
Oh, good point.
Right, so let's try this one more time. Somebody comes up to you on the street, this time not asking you to turn a trick or to buy marijuana from you. This time they just come up to you and said, hey, Brandon, are you one of the main hosts of WrestleFania? What do you say?
No.
Good. See, it didn't take that long to get through to you. All right. Well, we're recording this episode together, talking to each other live. I'm looking at Brandon's face. Brandon's looking at mine. Obviously, that's beyond. I don't even have to explain that. But the way the a few things are happening this week, so I'm not going to be able to edit the episode and get it up until Saturday night. Because of that.
Wyatt.
Because of that, we are going to go straight into talking about the upcoming pay-per-view special event this Sunday night, which by the time this gets up, you'll probably be listening to this, and the show will be tonight. So hopefully you're listening to this while you're exercising or, I don't know, whatever. What else do people do? I assume people exercise. Maybe you're walking your dog or going grocery shopping or just sitting at home staring at a blank television and waiting for Money in the Bank. So hopefully you're listening to us. And if you are, thank you. And if you're still listening to this episode, congratulations to us, because who the hell thought you'd get this far? But what the hell? Let's talk Money in the Bank.
Step by step.
Money in the Bank.
Roman Reigns is definitely winning the Money in the Bank ladder match.
Okay. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. All right. We know you. Everyone has an opinion on what's going to happen tonight, tomorrow night, whatever, wherever we are, Sunday night. And, you know, we'll get to that. But let's go through all the matches. First of all, I just want to say Money in the Bank is probably one of my favorite pay-per-views of the year. I think it's easily passed Survivor Series, which is nothing special anymore. This is really one of the big four now. Don't you agree, Brandon?
Yep.
My, does he have a way with words. Thank you, Brandon, for that killer fill-in. That's why you are really, you know, where you are as far as in the level of hosting on this episode. But that's not important right now. What is important is that we go through each match of the Money in the Bank card, starting with the pre-show match, which is R-Truth and Barrett. And did you see R-Truth on Monday night? I thought that was pretty funny, where he was talking about being in the Money in the Bank ladder match, and Kane basically is like, you're not even in the match. I mean, I thought that was funny.
Hi, Gary.
Let's stay on topic here, cousin. Hi, Gary. We all love Gary. We all want to say hi to Gary. That's great. Wonderful. Sorry, Gary, we couldn't get to the challenge this week, but as you can see, this episode is a little different and a little rushed, and I'm sure you're the only one. First of all, you're one of the few that subscribe. You're probably the only one still listening, and if you are, thank you. And if you're not, Gary, thank you. But the match, R-Truth, Wade Barrett, Bad News, King Bad News himself, Bad News and the Truth going at each other. I feel bad for Barrett because this match is kind of a weird throwaway. It's the pre-show match. I mean, he won King of the Ring and has done nothing with it. It would be funny if R-Truth won and took the King and became King Truth. And for some strange reason, I don't know why, I think that's going to happen. I think they're going to ride this R-Truth train, which has been, I'm not going to lie, has been pretty funny. And I think R-Truth is going to come out victorious, and he's going to try to lay claim to Barrett's kingship, and that is going to be a running storyline going forward. It's silly and ridiculous, and I think that it is just silly enough that I think that's what they're going to do. What do you think, Brandon?
Barrett.
He is a man of few words, but those words are poignant and handsome, so you're going with Mr. Bad News Barrett?
King Barrett.
Nope, I'm sorry. Yeah, King Barrett. So you're going to go with King Barrett over R-Truth?
Yeah.
Look at that. One match in and we already have our first disagreement. This is the great wrestling talk you can expect from WrestleMania every month, we'll say. We'll go with that. It's been a little more frequently with all these wrestling pay-per-views. And that is a plane going overhead right now because, yes, I am outside on the back deck. So I'm not annoying and in the house. I'm getting my legs bitten by mosquitoes. But anyway, so that's the pre-show match. Brandon's going with King Barrett himself. And I am going with R-Truth for the comedic value, which is a shame for Barrett. But for some reason, I was going to think Barrett all day. And for some reason, I just thought that R-Truth is going to steal the crown and run around like a clown, and that rhymes, and a lot of people will frown, so that worked.
Wow.
I know, amazing, right? So there are actually 7 matches on this card. That's including the pre-show match. And I know they're not going to put the...
Awesome.
Yeah, right?
Sweet.
I know. I know they're not going to put the Divas first, as far as the opening of the show, but let's just get them out of the way.
Ryback will win.
Are you even listening?
No.
I said Divas.
Hee.
Yeah, okay, that was hilarious. Anyway, it is the Divas champion, Nikki Bella. Ugh. up against the challenger, Paige, and it's for the Divas Championship. And what are you thinking here?
Nikki wins.
Sadly, I have to agree with you. I don't want her to win. I don't want her to be the champion anymore. But she's been the champion for so long that I think they're just going to keep her the champion until they can say that she's the longest-running Divas champion. And because she's the longest-running Divas champion, that means that AJ is not the longest-running ever Divas champion in history. And therefore, there's one less reason to have to talk about AJ and one less reason to talk about Mr. AJ. Do you agree with me?
Uh-huh.
Good. You're supposed to. That's part of the job. But I just don't care. I hate it. I hate to say I don't care because it's not something against women's wrestling. Obviously, anybody who watches NXT knows that women's wrestling can be awesome, can be excellent, can steal the show. This match is not going to steal the show. This match is going to happen, and it's hopefully that's the time when my dog needs to go out, or my wife needs me to, I don't know, run some sort of errand, get milk at the store. Actually, no, because the match is not going to be that long. But, you know, if there's one match I don't care about ever, it's a match with Nikki Bella in it. So, but I agree with you, Nikki wins, and that's all I really want to talk about with that. Anything for you to add, Brandon?
Nope.
Well said, young man. Well said. So let's move on to the next match that I want to talk about here, which is the Tag Team Championship match.
New Day does not suck.
Isn't it amazing how far we've come where we had an episode titled New Day Sucks a few months back? We had another episode saying the New Day is awesome. Really, it should have said New Day Rocks. It's funny how far they've come and how I actually look forward to seeing them, not only in the ring, but just their whole gimmick now. It's insane. I love it.
I know. Crazy.
So the Tag Team Championship match is, of course, New Day against the Prime Time Players. And I think this could be a good feud going forward.
Yep.
I like the Primetime Players. I like that they're getting a push again.
Yep.
And I think eventually they could become the tag team champions.
Yep.
But I don't think it's going to happen Sunday night.
Nah.
Good. So we're in agreement. We both think New Day will win. And since we're in agreement, let's say it together in unison. One, two, three.
I have to go with New Day.
Perfect. I love when we're in sync like that. All right, so moving on, let's go with the match that Brandon has been waiting for, his most exciting match of the night, and that's for the Intercontinental Championship. We're talking Ryback and Big Show. Are you excited, Brandon?
Say what?
I'm not going to lie. When you give me sass, I find it quite endearing. Anyway, this is the match that nobody asked for, really. I'm actually enjoying Ryback with the Intercontinental Championship. Why not? He deserves to see what he can do with a belt. And I thought he was pretty good on Miz TV this past night. He talks a lot better than I thought he would, and I got to give him credit for that. And, you know, he's a big guy, and he's fighting. He's the big guy, and, you know, of course he's going to have to, you know, fight big guys for the title. Big guys are going to challenge him, at least. And as I ramble, I'm not going to edit this up because I'm just going to keep plugging on. Don't you agree with that, Brandon? You know what, Brandon? Don't even answer that because I don't even want to hear your voice right now because then it's just too complicated to have to hear your voice for that. But Big Show comes out and challenges Ryback, and now we have a new rivalry. And you would think for Money in the Bank, the big thing you want to see is if the big guy can get the Big Show up and give him his razzmatazzma, whatever his finishing move is. But they did it on Raw, so they took that away from us. You know, if we were supposed to be impressed by that, great. But, you know, we already saw it on Monday Night Raw during Miz friggin' television. Or Miz TV, whatever the hell you want to call it. Brandon, what are your thoughts on this match? Give me your deepest, most thoughtful opinion of this match.
If Big Show wins, we all lose.
So you agree with me that Ryback's going to win this one?
Ryback will win.
Beautifully put, Brandon. Beautifully put. So let's move on to the last singles match that has nothing to do with any championship tonight. Tomorrow night, whatever night you're watching this, Sunday night. And that is the match that I think a lot of people are actually looking forward to. It's a sequel to a match we just saw a couple weeks ago. And that, of course, is the NXT champion Kevin Owens. Fight. Against the U.S. champion John Cena. Let's go, Cena. Brandon sucks. So, last time, of course, everyone was shocked and surprised. And I think most people happily. I think out of all the podcasts that I've heard, I heard one dude who's not an Owens fan who didn't mind that Owens won. Or that somebody won. He just didn't think Owens deserved it. I thought it was poppycock. I thought it was awesome. I enjoyed it. It was very surprising and different, and something that those are the moments that why you watch wrestling, to be shocked, to be surprised, to be entertained. So, Brandon, what do you think for the rematch?
I think Kevin Owens wins again.
And I agree with you, Little Miss Sunshine. I think Kevin Owens is going to come out. They're going to have another brutal match. Part of me thinks he might win by disqualification. I'm not sure if I'm ready to lock that in as my pick on the website, fansnotexperts.com, which I will be getting up before the show, all our picks. But I definitely think he's going to win again. Probably culminating in a Cena victory at SummerSlam. I know there's a show in between, but you kind of hope they don't do and maybe they change things up a little for, was it Backlash or whatever's coming next. But I do agree with you that Owens wins again over John Cena. Is that some hip music in the background? You hear that? Money, 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 money. So let's talk about the match that actually the whole pay-per-view is named after. The Money in the Bank ladder match. And of course, in the ladder match this year, R-Truth is not, let us remember. We got Dolph Ziggler. We got Neville, the man who gravity forgot, the new sensation. We got Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, Kofi Kingston, Sheamus, and Kane. Now, you know, right away I would say cancel out Kofi, cancel out Kane, and cancel out Neville as winners. So that leaves you with Ziggler, Reigns, Orton, Sheamus, and Kane. Did I say take out Kane? It'd be ridiculous if they gave Kane the Money in the Bank. But it would be something that I'm sure the Authority would like. So there's that storyline there. I don't think Sheamus is at the level yet where they're pushing him to the top. I think he's in there to be big and brooding, but I don't think that he's going to be at the World Heavyweight Championship level. You know, I could see him doing something with Ryback down the line. Kofi Kingston is just there so that the New Day can be hilarious, and then he can do some high-flying spots. Same thing with Neville. Ziggler's there because everyone loves him. He's going to kick his own ass to put on a hell of a show. Randy Orton is going to be there. Hopefully a ladder won't land on his head this year, but he's going to be enjoyable as well. And that leaves the man who's going to win the match.
Roman Reigns is definitely winning the Money in the Bank ladder match.
Yeah, I actually agree with you this time. You know, they gave him the Royal Rumble, and maybe he wasn't ready for that yet. But that was definite, putting him up against the champion at WrestleMania, their biggest show of the year, the biggest part of their biggest show. So I think that was why people might have had a problem with that. But with this, I think it actually makes sense to give Roman the briefcase. The fact that Rollins stole the belt or stole his chance of getting the belt at WrestleMania with that briefcase, they're now going to flip things around, and Roman is going to have the belt and is going to terrorize Seth Rollins. That is, of course, if Seth Rollins wins over Dean Ambrose in the ladder match for the World Heavyweight Championship. And I got to tell you, that's how I feel. I believe that Seth Rollins will win and will retain. Ambrose will come close, but there may be some tomfoolery. Could it even be that Roman Reigns turns heel and snaps and turns on Ambrose? I doubt it. Maybe he tries to help Ambrose, but ends up hurting Ambrose and helping Rollins. But he will have the briefcase. So maybe he tries to cash in and get in Ambrose's way. Who knows? But there is also a Beast Incarnate that comes into play, because I believe he will be at Raw this upcoming Monday. I'm so excited that I'm working from home all next week, and I have the next 2 weeks off on vacation. So I will be awake and excited for the next few Monday Night Raws. Hopefully they're better than this last one. But okay, anyway, I went off tangent. I think Brock Lesnar is going to be back soon, so he's going to come into play with that. Rollins and Ambrose are going to, Ambrose is, I think he'll still be part of the main picture. Who knows? We could see a fatal four-way with all the members of the Shield and Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam. I am rambling because it is very, very late at night, and I feel like I'm keeping you up, Brandon. Brandon, am I keeping you awake?
Money in the bank.
Okay, I think he's starting to lose it.
Ho,
okay, you know, when he gets really tired, he thinks he's Santa Claus. So let's try to finish things up here. Who do you think is going to win the World Heavyweight Champion? Oh, we both agree that Roman Reigns is winning the Money in the Bank, right? Do you think there's going to be anything special with that match?
Sorry, Kofi. Neville will steal the show.
I love the cadence and the way you talk. It's so natural. Okay, yeah. So, and for the main, the heavyweight champion, Rollins and Ambrose, who do you think is going to lose?
Ambrose.
So, by process of elimination, you think the winner is?
Rollins.
I agree with you 100% on that, buddy. And do you think we're going to see Brock Lesnar at all during the night?
Not sure.
Okay. I understand. So I think we've done every match. I think we've talked about every match. You've said a lot of great stuff, and I've tried to fill in at some of the quiet points when you would stop talking, which was very rare. But if for some reason we missed a match, I don't think we did. But please give me a little slack, because this actually took a little longer than I thought it was going to take. But that's besides the point. The point is, we got all our picks in. This episode is done. Gary, you're going to have to wait till next time for the challenge. But it's in our brains. And, the next pay-per-view is right around the corner. It always is. But for Brandon, I would just like to say that my name is Mike. You can find Brandon at WrestleBrand. You can find me on Twitter at WrestleWatcher. The website, really the best place, the easiest place to find us, is fansnotexperts.com. We are part of the fansnotexperts.com network. And actually, part of that, all June, I'm watching 30 movies in 30 days and doing 30 blog posts. So you can check that out again at fansnotexperts.com. It's called the Movie Month, FNE Movie Month. And so why not throw a plug in? It's my website, damn it. And as Brandon said earlier, I'm the host of this show, so really I can say whatever I want. But thank you for listening. And you can find, of course, there's so many places, but just go to fansnotexperts.com. You'll find us there. And Brandon, is there anything you'd like to say before we go?
Remember to follow at @tranny_Mike.
Yeah. You don't have to do that. Please. Please don't do that. You're only feeding into his new hobby, I guess you could say. Anyway, enjoy Money in the Bank, everybody. Have a good night. And with that, see, it's so different now that Brandon just logged off. Oh, he went away. So now I'm talking to myself. And it's so different. And it's a lot less comfortable when I don't have his face staring at me on Skype. Because that is exactly how we recorded tonight's episode. You can probably tell by the fluid conversation that the two of us had that we almost finished each other's sentences, and that we do we really have an intimate bond that you just can't break, and that shows in conversations like we had tonight. It was heavy, and you can stop listening now because we're done.
All right, goodbye.